coming up on Monday in Mix Nation, downtown Belleville at the Lark. It's another pierogi pop-up. Mm-hmm. Corinne Sykes is joining the show. We've had Corinne on before with her pierogi event. Good morning, Corinne.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Now, the last time we chatted when you had the pierogi pop-up, you made over 1,800 pierogies.
Yeah. In one day,
yep. That's a lot of pierogies.
A lot of pierogies.
You got to check with the Guinness. We got to check with the Guinness World Book of Records to see most pierogies sold in one day. But this is for a great cause. Mix Nation is going to be out to support you. Give us the information for Mix Nation, where and how they can help out.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're really excited that it's just been so popular and we're doing another one so quickly because we sold out last month, at as you said, at 1,800 pieces out the door that day. So we're hoping to see a similar volume on Monday. So we're going to be there from 11 a.m. to about 5:30. So we see a lot of folks coming in for lunch, you know, especially if you work downtown, something like that, and get the whole office involved. Or a lot of folks will pick up after work on the way home and, you know, bring it home for the kids and the spouse and all that. And but it's all takeout. The Lark has generously donated us their kitchen space for the day to make it all happen. So we'll be serving them up out of the Lark space, which is the entrance is on Bridge Street there near the Century Place. And the best thing to do is to order ahead because basically you can choose your exact time slot that you want to either pick up or even get us to deliver for you. So if you order ahead, you got three more days, so we'll close out the online orders on Sunday night. So, you know, today or over the weekend, you can hop on our website, which is humanityforfreeukraine.square.site. And if you click on events, you'll see the link there to pre-order your pierogies, and then you'll be all set.
What's been some of the work for Free Ukraine with the funds raised? You've been doing some special work.
Yeah, so we started this organization, you know, just weeks after the invasion. So, you know, 2 years ago at this point. And our kind of philosophy, I guess you could say, is you know, kind of people to people, you know, so we're not big, we're not, you know, massive bureaucratic charity type of thing. It's very personal and very direct, which means there's also no overhead. So, you know, when we get $20 from you in the jar, that $20 all goes to real people in Ukraine who need, you know, medicine, food, supplies, whatever it may be. And right now, one of the big demands lately has been four-wheel drive vehicles for evacuations when people get injured and need to get out. So we're three vehicles in. We've been able to purchase and donate three vehicles so far. And if we sell out again on Monday, we should be able to get our fourth one over there. So that's what we're gearing up for. But we've also sent recently some emergency blankets, emergency sleeping bags, things like that, smaller things. But the vehicles is really the, you know, the big ticket item, so to speak.
How are your family and friends doing? Can you give us an update?
Yeah, it's hard. At this point, it sort of feels like we live double lives. You know, it's like on the one hand, we're here, we're in Canada, we're, you know, safe in that sense, you know, kind of physically speaking, but mentally, it's like half of us is somewhere else. You know, we're kind of constantly thinking about what's happening and what's going on, or you know, every time you don't, you know, think about when you text your friend here and you don't hear back for a day or so, you just think, well, geez, are they mad at me or something? But you text a friend and we don't hear back from a day, we wonder, are they still there? You know, what happened? Especially if you hear about a certain town having been bombed that night and things like that. So it's, you know, you get all that going on in the background. And then, meanwhile, you're doing normal things. You know, you're going to the movies, you're having dinner with your kids, whatever. So it's weird. You know, if you know Ukrainians that are here in town, especially that have come recently and have experienced it firsthand, but even folks that have been here for years and years, you know, it's good to remember that they've got that completely different background life going on for them at any given moment. So, yeah, it's weird. It's hard.
The work of Humanity for Free Ukraine continues on Monday with their pierogi pop-up. Now, Corinne, what makes a Ukraine pierogi so delicious? Educate us.
Oh, good question. Yeah, maybe this is a good little education moment. So we use this pierogi because that's what Canadians are familiar with and know what we mean when we say that. But pierogi is actually the Polish name for what we all know as a pierogi. And so in Ukraine, it would be vareniki, our pierogies.
Vareniki. Vareniki.
Either one will know what it means. But if you want to learn a new word, you can say vareniki. And our vareniki that we have on Monday are going to be the classic potato filling. And so they're all hand-pinched, as we say, or hand-folded, so mm-hmm. Stuffed with delicious potatoes. And then we've also got some really special, sort of a Canadian fusion, let's say. So we've got dessert pierogies that are filled with blueberries, which is not, it's very typical in Ukraine to have sweet vareniki, sweet pierogies, but usually it's things like sour cherries and things like that. So blueberry is a little bit of a Canadian influence, so that's kind of fun. So you can get a combo if you want, where you get you know, your lunch serving of potato and then a couple of sweet dessert blueberry ones.
I think I'm speaking for thousands this morning. We can't wait till Monday. Where can people order their pierogies? Where can they order the pierogi?
Yep, so if you go to humanityforfreeukraine.square.site, that's our website, and if you click on events, you'll see a little button to pre-order your pierogies and just follow the steps there. It's not the most elegant site. It's a, you know, free nonprofit website, but there's instructions on there, and you can, when you get to the checkout page, if you click on the time, it's going to auto give you the earliest time, but if you click on it, you'll see a whole pop-up, and you can choose any time you want from 11 to 5:30. So
thanks for this morning, Corinne Sykes, yeah, with pierogi pop-up happening on Monday.
Humanity, thank you so much, John, especially for, yeah, thank you so much for keeping us top of mind and spreading the word.
Have a nice weekend.